I think we will start. We only have 50 minutes, 40 minutes for this meetup. So it's a very short time to talk about security and compliance. I speak with Microsoft and say, okay, I need 4 hours. They say, no, you get 40 minutes. It's like in Star Trek. You get 4 hours? No, I made it in 30 minutes. So we will start. Welcome to Ignite. Welcome to the Security and Compliance Meetup. So at first, I will introduce myself. My name is Raphael Kölner. I come from Germany. Germany is a country in the old Europe, and we have a lot of trouble with security and compliance. And especially, we have the special German Microsoft Trusted Cloud with some crazy contracts. Someone out of Europe here in this room? Yeah. And from other states, Russia, China, India, USA, India? Okay. We will try later. Okay. I have to come with a mic to you. Okay, I'm the community lead of the Windows 10 and Office 365 community in Germany and organized the Office 365 conference. And also I'm a community lead of the Security and Compliance Meetup in Europe. So in my opinion, it would be a good thing to make a Security and Compliance Meetup here in Atlanta. And I organized meetups since 15 years. I love it, and I love the community. I'm a community guy and MVP for Office 365. And you see the ninja cat riding the horse and the unicorn, and I'm also a Windows Insider, and I worked in the Windows Insider program. And currently, I work for a Microsoft partner, a huge Microsoft partner in Germany, and I become a lawyer in the next year for media law and data privacy and all of this stuff. And on the other side, I'm the IT guy and programming, for example, the official app of the German parliament and all of this stuff, and working with the German cloud. I try to log in the German cloud, and it works. So we will see something out of the German cloud in some seconds. But at first, I come to you. That's a meetup. Not a session I want to talk all the time. And you said you come from? I turned it on. No. You come from?
I come from Singapore.
Singapore, okay. Yeah. The rest of you are from USA? All of you? No, from?
Brazil.
Brazil? Some from? Oh, very good.
Just Tokyo, Japan.
Japan?
From France.
Ah, welcome. No, welcome. Canada?
Canada, yep.
No. Canada? Yep. Okay. From?
Japan.
Japan, okay. And the European guys. And you are from USA? USA. USA, and you from?
Denmark.
Denmark, okay, very good. So, I love it. That's really good. We want to talk about some special law and compliance issues and challenges around the world. So that's perfectly, we have so much people around the world here in this room. So you can talk something about your special issues and your special challenges. And my target is, after this session, I talk with Brad Smith. That's one of the Microsoft lawyer. I hope you know it. You see this? I hope it. So my target is to talk with you about your compliance and your issues and challenges. And then we catch these and make a top 5 or a top 10 of it. And then I will go to him and send him, okay, that's a top 5. And I work as an MVP with a product group and with a lawyer of Microsoft. And then in my next feedback round, I want to come with these top 10 and say, okay, that's a top 10 of the attendees of the Ignite, so please let us find a solution for it, okay? All fine? Good. Oh, I have a clicker. So that's what we do today, a little introduction, an overview about Microsoft and compliance. Then we want to talk about the special second decision of the court in New York with the data privacy issues in Europe. Yeah, the European guys, I hope, know it. And then we talk about the special topics, German cloud with a special contract and special processes. And after that, we have the open space. We can talk with your special contracts and security compliance in your countries. And then we will carry it and catch it, and then we make the top 10, okay? All fine? Yeah, that's a meetup, not the only session. Okay, so we will start with a little introduction. I think about it, okay, in which world we live today? And I think, okay, we have some fear and spying, and in Europe we have huge discussions about the NSA, and huge discussion about spying from our countries, and we have a lot of fear, and a lot of companies in Europe that say, okay, we don't want to go to cloud. We use on-premise, and we install our servers on on-premise, and we don't want to go, and we don't trust Microsoft, we don't trust Dropbox and Amazon, and only some hybrid clouds, and I hope you say that's right, or? Like, what is in your country, in Denmark?
For Denmark, we are actually a very mature cloud country. So I would say in Denmark, we are more of the situation where we push to the cloud rather than say, go away, cloud.
Okay, I will come to you. And in your countries, so what is the IT transformation? What do you see? It's like Germany say, okay, no, we don't want to cloud, we don't trust the cloud providers. What do you think? Or what do you know? For example, yeah.
I work in Southeast Asia, so in Southeast Asia, countries are scared. Yeah. Companies are also scared because there's no legislation. And that means if they go to cloud and people go get legislation, then they waste all their money and time.
Okay. So, thank you. That's also better than in Germany. So other countries, your country? Okay.
I think in Japan, people are very culturally very hesitant to change to begin with. But our company actually has been fairly aggressive. And it's kind of unique because we also have a lot of financial institutions as well. Well, we actually have our own pretty big private clouds. Yeah. But quite frankly, I don't know that we can do, I have no illusion that we can do a better job than Microsoft, Amazon, or Google. We just don't have the same number of engineers and budgets that they have.
Okay. Some other? Tell you something about your country? No one? Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I hate auditors. I really do. They're the most stubborn people to talk to. But yet they're the ones that establish the SOC requirements, the PCI requirements. But yet they come in and they keep throwing the best business practice white rule to you. And if that were true, then everybody would be, you know, compromised. Because you hit one, you hit them all. So I fight with them constantly, saying we have compensating controls to take care of these issues. I've been in organizations that have been very tightly regulated and others that have been very loosely regulated. So I've seen both sides, but still, the auditor is basically my biggest hurdle to get over.
Thank you very much. In Germany, we have some special issues with our data privacy authorities, and we have some a lot of regulated companies and regulated departments like the medical department, the law department, and the law topics. We can't use cloud computing. We have no official yes from the authorities for that. So we have to see a difference. Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much. So I think we go forward. So what Microsoft do? This is a slide from Microsoft. Oh, I've switched it off. From Microsoft, from which year? What do you think? Okay? I found this slide in 2004. This is very, very far ago. So this is a slide from Microsoft from 2004, and Microsoft Basic Principles to work with your data, with the customer data. And they said the customer data, that's your data. That's your control. That's the data. That the data is yours. And Microsoft runs the services for you. So you use Microsoft, and Microsoft gives you the services. And the data and all of the data are you. Are yours, so are your own, and we have three basics: built-in security, privacy by design, and continuous compliance. I hope you see this in this new products from Microsoft. The last 2 years and the next year will be, in my opinion, a year of security. We see a lot of security announcements by Microsoft that based on these rules or this. Basic principles, and always of the transparent service operations. For example, you know the database where you can have a look how much authorities want to know special details about the customer of Microsoft. You know it? Yeah? That's the same with Google, Dropbox. You have the database. You can have a look how much governments and how much authorities want to know something about your customers. And a very great information from this Ignite, from a session on Monday, Microsoft announced Customer Lockbox 2 years ago. I hope you know it. Customer Lockbox? Anyone? Yeah, okay. How do you think, how often Customer Lockbox have to use since today?
Zero.
Right. That's the correct answer, zero. So what does it mean? Do you know it?
Well, I don't know what it means specifically. I think from a customer lockbox as a product is, I'm not really certain why it was ever released. I can't really imagine a situation where a cloud company or a company that's going in the cloud would ever need it. Because as you said, it's a matter of trust. So if you wouldn't trust the service provider, in this case Microsoft, then buying some sort of automated lock on your, I mean, it makes no sense, to me at least.
Yeah. So that's what Brad Smith said, trust is the key. But also, if trust isn't the key, you have the control, you have the possibilities of the customer lockbox to have a process that only the person gets access to your data that needed, for example, in the support case. But if I heard this number, zero, I say, okay, wow. Why we have so big compliance and security discussions, and why I have security and meetups every month in Europe and every 3 months in Germany about this topic when we don't need it. So that's crazy. I make a short list. No, it isn't short. I make a list and start with a slide from Microsoft with its first data center. And I go to this year. I hope you see it. And I say, okay, how tools which related to the compliance and security features, they are announced, which is possible. So we have, you see customer logbooks, I hope. No. So you see, for example, RMS tracking, ISO 27018. You know it? What's that front certification? Everyone knows it?
I'm guessing.
Yeah, no?
BCP disaster recovery?
No. Anyone knows it? That's a special certification for data privacy. That's a certification that cloud companies, cloud providers can get for their data privacy rules. And that's near certification to, in Germany, we have IT Grundschutz. We talk later about it. And that's nearly to this process and to these rules about data privacy process and data privacy things like customer lockbox. You know, okay? That's a very good international certification. Microsoft earned it at first, and I think Google 3 months ago, but no other cloud provider has this special data privacy certification. And we have a lot of more. As an Office server and, servers and services MVP, we want a security and compliance center in Office 365. I hope you know it. We have it. We have a security and compliance center with usage reports, with DLP, with all of these new, or all of these old and new features we can use and we can control only in one side, in one center. But I hope you see the roadmap. We will have more and more features in the future, and we can control in the future all out of these part of Office 365. So that's what we wish, and we get it, and so that's very good. It's also this trust center, security and compliance centers, and we get the UK cloud 2 months ago, the local UK cloud, and now from middle of September, we have the German cloud, the special German cloud, and only customers from EMEA can use the German cloud. So sorry for the USA guys, you can't use it. But we will talk about the German cloud later. So that's the cloud. If you someone from from UK, from UK, okay, you use it. You have an account.
Much on this, so.
The UK cloud is announced. The UK cloud is announced with Azure and Office 365. In Germany, we have only Azure and not all of the services, only 80% of the services. And in UK, we have two data centers. UK South is London, and UK West is Cardiff in Wales. And that is a closed cloud. So they have only these two data centers, and all of the data from the customers are in these data center connections, these tenants. So if you want to use data or if you want to connect from the USA to this data, you can only go via your normally internet connection. You don't have backbone trust or you have no connection to the international and to the European cloud, for example. That's the same like the German cloud. You don't have connection to other clouds. And this is one of the official slides. I pimped it up with the UK flag. That is what Microsoft invests. And some numbers of the whole public Microsoft cloud. In UK, we will see. We don't have numbers how much customers are there or what they use, but I hope we will get in the next days, in the next weeks. So this is an overview over these data centers, official data centers. We have the UK and then the German cloud. German cloud is the newest ones, and we have some special discussions in Germany about the connection between the data centers and which will think between the data centers. Does anyone knows why we have this discussion? Yeah, in Europe. I have a discussion with the Netherlands guy, and
I guess it would be the failed safe harbor agreement.
Yeah, we have the failed safe harbor agreement. Now we have the privacy shield agreement because of this topic, we have the sync of the login data from Azure and Office 365 identities, and we have a huge discussion. Which data is synced? So the domain is okay. The regional ID, okay. Tenant ID or tenant information, it's okay. But we have a discussion about the username. So the username is a part of data privacy issues in Europe. So we have a big discussion if it's possible to sync the username. And this discussion is 2 years old. And now we are currently like this, okay, it is possible to sync the username, like rafael.kollner@office365.com. That's possible, but there need some special contracts, like the privacy shield, but Microsoft has EU model clauses, and yeah, some these special contracts that allows you to connect or to sync these data. So we have a lot of contracts and law issues before we can start with, yeah, with the IT things and with the connections and all of this. So we will go further, we'll go more. Some security basics, I hope you all know these things. MFR, biometric reader in the data centers. I hope this is clear. Every Microsoft data center has this structure, also the local clouds, also the German clouds. In German cloud, there's housing, so Microsoft rent servers from mother companies. They had no, yeah, they had their own servers. They rent the room, and they had their own, so in German, in UK, they rent the servers, and in Germany, they rent only the room. And in the room are their own servers and software. But they have no access to their own hardware. So we go further. I hope you know it all. You know it? It's basic, baseline. OK. So and this is the certifications and controls. I hope you know it too. So we can go forward. OK. And this is one of the new things. I hope you hear from it, from the Microsoft Transparency Center in Brussels. Anyone knows it? No one? European guys? We have a Transparency Center in Redmond in Seattle. And the new one is a Transparency Center in Brussels. What you can do there? What do you think? There are some PCs and servers, nice rooms. You can get refreshments, but for security and compliance, what we will do there? I want to visit it, and I'm on the list, but I wait 1 year, and I hope next year I can go to the Transparency Center. A comment, oh, there, very good. Thank you very much.
Well, I was just thinking, based on the name itself, what I would expect if I went there, yeah. I would expect them to show the data flow. So, you know, if I log in anywhere, they would be transparent in the fact that, you know, you preach what yeah, you, yeah. So you preach to the choir. So if I log in, does it expect like Microsoft has described that it would be expect?
That's a really good idea, but you can see here only the code of the program. So you have deeply insights, you have the chance to see every line of code of the programs. You don't, yeah, you have to leave your phone, Apple Watch, and what you have outside the room, and then you can go in, and you can have a look of every line of code of every Microsoft program. That's a Transparency Center. Wait. We record, so. Yeah. Oh, wait a second, yeah.
Is it to prove that NSA is not tapping any information, or?
I don't know. Huh? I think if you work for the NSA and go there and say, okay, I'm from another company, and then you give the information, why not? It's possible. Hmm. But in my opinion, there's another reason you can't, in my opinion, I can't know all of these slides, and I'm not a developer, so I can't say that's a good code or that's bad code, or there are some code lines in it, there are spying code lines or like this, so I don't know. For every build, no. So we will see. But it's an option. It's a transparency option, and we will see. There are a lot of people that want to see the code and the code lines, so there's a long waiting list. In my opinion, we have to control every month or every update, every code lines, and I think it isn't possible. Or, what's your opinion? Do you think it's possible to control every code line? No. Yeah, and it's all, yeah. Please repeat.
We would expect Microsoft to do this.
Yeah.
Obviously. And again, trust.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but you're limiting the number of eyes that can see the code. That's
actually part of the problem for me. It's not open source, and if he has to wait a year or longer to get access to it, I mean, there's only so many eyes that can actually see the code. Now, I was curious. Wanted to ask the person who said he was from France. I had heard that the French government had dictated Microsoft to give them BitLocker keys. Is that true? This was a while ago, many, many years ago. Whoever said he was from France. No?
I don't know it.
Because I'm wondering, if you went in there, you wouldn't see that. Like, where would you actually see that? Is that in the build process where the BitLocker keys for the French government are inserted?
I don't know. I'm on the waiting list. So we'll see. There's a center, and there are a website and a PDF document, and that's all what we officially know about the center. And in the first line, it would be for the governance or for the authorities, but I don't know.
I spent many years in the open source community as well,
specifically
with the OpenBSD project. So they're very security fanatics. Microsoft's definitely going in the right direction, being the number one committer for GitHub.
We have a lot of software projects. We went to GitHub. .NET is GitHub, by GitHub. And for example, the Meta Center, the new in-house legal software is on GitHub. And so we will. Time is short. Okay, the German Trusted Cloud. Anyone of you tested it or had an access to the German Cloud? No. There's a preview program in the last 6 months, and I get access. So I can tell you something about it, about the German Cloud. And I worked with the German Cloud team together to build this cloud. And have a long wish list for this German cloud, for this special German cloud. And all what I tell you in the next minutes is only special for the German cloud. So we have some differences. You can't say, OK, that's a German cloud, and the same thing we have in the UK cloud or in the public cloud. So we have only these topics in the German cloud. So we have these four big topics in the European Union about, I hope you see it, data privacy with the special contracts. We have data security, data ownership, and data sovereignty. There's a big topics and big discussion topics, and that's what the European Union said, okay, we need it. And we have a lot of countries, like the USA, they don't have the right solution to have these topics to protect these topics. And so we need special contracts. And with the solution of the German cloud, we don't need all of these contracts. We need it, but in another way. So we will see. In the middle of December, the German cloud is announced, but not all services, only 80%, 70% of the services. I'm logged in, so we will have a look into the German cloud in the next minutes. And the German cloud is a very, very special one. It's a closed cloud. In the German cloud, we have only two data centers. With a little PowerShell script, you can have a look. That's Germany Central and Germany Northeast. And the data centers are in Frankfurt. There's also the AWS data center from Amazon. And we have one in Magdeburg. That's in the middle of Germany. Located in Biere. That's also middle in the near of Magdeburg. And this is a very special one, not for the technical side. We have the same server, we have the same software, we have the same updates, we have the same upgrades of your services, we have the same services, I hope, in the next year. Also the same Azure services, and we have also Office 365 in the next year. But we have special log contracts and a special process in this cloud. And this process is working currently. So it's activated and we can use it. So we have a special contract. We have Microsoft, the company. And you can use and you can buy the services via Microsoft. So you choose Germany or you choose UK or you choose Dublin or another located data center. In this option you choose Germany. And then we have Microsoft. And between Microsoft and your customer data in these two data centers, we have the T-Systems. T-Systems is a part of the Deutsche Telekom. It's like a part like T-Mobile. I hope you know T-Mobile, the telecommunication provider here in the USA. And T-Systems is like T-Mobile in the in Germany or in Europe. And these people are, I don't know the number of the people, but these people from T-Systems located in Berlin in two offices are between Microsoft and the Microsoft servers and the customer data. It has no direct access to the customer data. No access like go to the data center, unlock the data center, say, okay, here are the storage, get the storage and look into the storage. No, they have no physical access and they have no access, for example, via RDP. So Microsoft don't know what happened in this data center. That's very crazy. And the first time I heard why, we buy services from Microsoft and Microsoft don't know what happened. I say, okay, Microsoft knows something. I ask, okay, Microsoft have to know some data. I say, okay, Microsoft knows how much VMs working in this center, how much services. They only know the data of balancing. How much the data center works. For example, there are 100 servers, and in this time they are used 40%, and they know only the 40%.
You guys are building this because you don't trust American companies. That's the main reason, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And that's the main reason. Yeah, I will jump on the stage and show you why for this decision. And so I will explain this. Okay, we have Microsoft, we have the T-Systems, the data custodian, or in Germany, Datentreuhänder. It's the man in the middle between Microsoft and the customer data, between Microsoft and Microsoft's hardware. That's very crazy. Microsoft have no access to their hardware. So all of the customers work and get the services and pay for the services to Microsoft. And some of the, for example, we have 100 bucks for an Azure service like a web app. And some of these bucks are for T-Systems. And some for electricity, for security, for the housing, for the data center, the data center are from which company? What do you think? From T-Systems. There are data center in Magdeburg, from T-Systems, the data custodian. Not really from the system, from the Deutsche Telekom, that's a part of the T-Systems. And we have in Frankfurt a German company which hosts the data center. So we have German company hosted the data center with Microsoft hardware and Microsoft software in it, like housing. And we have T-Systems that control the access to the customer data. And we have Microsoft, outside of this process. Yeah.
Microsoft is very, very clear what they do with your data. And they make it very clear that they don't data mine your data. Yeah. So it's very easy for them to comply with that, but it's not so easy for the likes of Google, Amazon, and Facebook, for example. So I know that Microsoft is actually, unless you specifically have an arrangement with them to do data sharing for data analytics and AI, they're not going to touch your data. So for them, it's really easy to do.
Yeah.
This is just an assumption. Suppose T-Systems go out of business for whatever reason. How do you access your data?
How we access the data? We want to use how we get the data, or I'm as a customer, or...
Well, you said T-Systems controls access to data. Microsoft doesn't. Suppose T-Systems all of a sudden just goes blank. Just goes blank. How do you access your data now? And how do you get it back and go to someplace else?
I'm as a customer. I have a special portal that I will show you, okay? I will show you. So, I hope you know it. See something? Yeah, okay. This is a portal which you can access your data, and you have endpoints that, for example, the portal endpoint is portal.microsoftazure.de. That's also Microsoft services. So you access like in the public cloud, the same way. You don't have to ask T-Mobile for access your data. So for the customer, you use the data and you use the cloud like the cloud in the America or in Dublin, the European cloud. So you can access with the same API, for example, or you can use Azure Express Route on all of these things. Only for Microsoft. Microsoft can't access. You can't access. That's a live stream from the German cloud, from the Azure portal, from the new Azure portal. So we have currently some problems with Azure AD, and we don't have all services. And we'll have a look. That's the German cloud portal. Here, and I tested it with some VMs. I installed Minecraft and TeamSpeak server and say, okay, well, I have to test it. And if you have a look for the services, you can book or you can use. A little bit faster. The internet connection is very good. Here, these are the services you can use. It's not all of the service. Some storage account, web app. You don't have Azure ID. You can only use Azure ID via PowerShell. You have no UI. But this is a problem of the portal. The old Azure portal, you don't have the management portal, the old one. You only have the new one. So there's no Azure ID in this time. And we have databases. We have some Internet of Things, streaming analytics, but not more. That's the services out of the German cloud, and that's all of the services we can use currently. And we have a lot of issues now, and the normal customer can't use the German cloud in this way. We have only the accounts of the preview program. You have to contact Microsoft account partner, say, okay, I need a new enterprise agreement. So you need new data, new access data, new user, new passwords, a new tenant, new Azure tenant. So you can't migrate something from the US into the German cloud. That's not possible currently. So you have to build new services, and that's a good way for the Microsoft partner in Europe. They can build new services for the customers, but that's really closed. You can't say, okay, we will switch, for example, the web app from the USA into Germany, into the Germany data center. We have no direct connection. You only can migrate via your normal internet connection. And yeah, that's a challenge. And that's the German cloud. Very, very special. Not that. Okay. We'll switch to the right slide. Yeah. And we have special XRoute partners. Like Colt, eShelter, Interaction, and a lot of services coming soon. That's in, we will see. I hope they will come faster. And we have new endpoints for this German cloud. You will see here with the DE at the end and portal.microsoftazure.de. Azure Web Service, so a lot of new endpoints. And if you want to use PowerShell with the German cloud, you have to install these endpoints into your connection so that your user and your password are identified for the German cloud. So a lot of work for this special compliance and security option. That's a very, very special one in this way. So we have a look in it. And see that there are only, I don't know, Christian, what do you know, 50 services, 60 services in Azure currently? 68 services in the German cloud is available. One thing before a special slide for you. we will talk about something. Oh, no, that's the wrong slide. We will talk about something about the security. The support cases, here, this slide. So if the customer needs support, what do you think? Do we have a special German support for the German cloud? Yes? Would say yes? Who of you say no? Because
you want the people that are doing the support must sit in the connected to the German data center, and not in the United States or another place in the world to connect to the data they maybe need to.
Okay. You say yes.
Well, I would say no, simply because Microsoft has no access to data even in the US, or rather they probably do, but the engineers that do support do not. Engineers in Europe, for instance, are based out of Bucharest, so it would make no sense at all to have on-premise in Germany, specifically for the German cloud. If they have such an event, it would be under the CSP program, where perhaps T-Mobile would offer something like that.
Solution is no. Yeah, sorry. That's a typical lawyer. Yes and no, perhaps, where if... we have the normal support ticket system, like the European cloud or the global Microsoft cloud. And we say, that's something support from Bucharest, from out of the European Union. But we can get support out of Microsoft Redmond or Microsoft Global System. So it can happen that Microsoft employee need access to customer data in the German cloud. And so, yeah, how is the process with customer lockbox? Yeah, that, but the process is a very interesting thing. The engineer out of the USA with customer get with customer lockbox access to per RDP to the PC or to the screen of the employee from T-Systems. And the T-Systems employee have an RDP session into the German cloud data center.
Are you saying RDP?
RDP, yeah, sorry.
Because then they're violating the European privacy legislation. Because I know, I've asked that question.
Yeah.
For coming in from an RDP session outside of Germany, in the eyes of the law, there's data leakage.
Yeah, yes, and that's a problem. Yeah, that's right. So, so that's a special gift for me. I hope someone of you know it and say, okay, that's a problem, and that can't be the right thing. So, really, that's a problem with the German cloud. This is a mug out of Germany, a special mug from Produce 365 team out of Germany. So, congratulations. So, you see, we have a special invest from Microsoft. We have a lot of process. We have a legal process. We have a support process. And we have a little issue today that Microsoft engineers can get access or must have access to the German cloud to help the customers. So we have no special, very special cloud support guys in Europe. So yeah, one way, that's the only way. But Microsoft said it's trust, you can trust the way. And it's, yeah, we have 8 eyes looking on these sessions, and the T-Systems employee can delete and cut every session, say, okay, no, the Microsoft employee can't have a look into the customer data. So what is the key? Last slide. I think we are over. 40 minutes is too short. 40 minutes is too short. So what's the last slide? What's the last slide? And no one, the guy, from my neighborhood guy from Denmark. That's what you say in the first minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Trust is. So yeah, as
we said in the start, trust is the key. And I guess the law and trust don't always work together.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the EU can sort that out in the coming years.
So thank you very much. And I think we have 2 or more minutes. Yeah, we have 2 minutes. So, what's in your country? You heard something about my country and my special Microsoft solutions and special networks and data centers. And what do you think? Very good.
So you said we're problem. So if you're an American company that has an instance in Germany, which we just signed 365. There's no way to geographically disperse the mailboxes yet. You have to have the mailboxes in the country you signed. Is the only option to have a separate instance for your German associates. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Some swag. In every meetup, we need some swag. Okay. What do you think is about the German solution? Can be a part for your country for more trust? Question is also good.
Yeah, because we are moving to a new data center in Germany.
Yeah.
And you say a lot about not give access to Americans inside their custom data. But can I install software made by Americans? Can I use hardware made or not, like Windows?
Can you repeat the last one?
You what? Say that you don't have access to, yeah. You cannot give access to American people, yeah, yeah. But I have a lot of American people in my company, and it's important to install application made by Americans. Is it possible,
yeah,
or not?
Yeah, it is possible, but you need the special contracts. If you want to give employees out of your company, they come from USA, for example, access to data in your company in Europe. That's what you want. That's possible. That's possible. You have contracts for the process, and that's possible because that's an internal process. So it's an internal process of the company. So you can have a process, you sign the process, and you make a list, what's the process, what's the data flow, and then it's possible. Here we have the problem we have the company and the customer in the companies. It's not an internal process, an external process, but it's possible. And it's also possible, two of the biggest law companies in the world say, okay, in Germany, it's also possible for this support process. So we have some contracts and some sheets. They said, okay, the support process is possible. Yeah, no. So thank you very much. The time is too short. I want to make a top five list, but the time is too short. So we have to leave this room. But my last slide. Yeah, I will show you, my office. That office in Cologne, you see it? That's Germany. And the last one, I would say very, very thank you for so much attendees in my session. I love the security and compliance topic, and please evaluate this session. Say it's good, it's not good, it's a lot of fun or not, and I get nice smack or not. I know a lot of about the German things, and the Germans, crazy guys, they don't want that Americans have access to their data, and the special ones. So thank you very, very much. If you have any questions, I will stay here out of the room, and we can talk about it, and yeah. Thank you very much.